Former undisputed heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield, we're here in Las Vegas for Fight Week. Canelo Khan, your thoughts on a big fight?
Well, it should be a great fight, and the guy that fight the best for, you know, because they got two different styles. I think if it come down to banging, then, you know, then it's gonna be more beneficial for the guy with the puncher.
You were involved in some massive fights against the biggest names in Las Vegas. How important is it before the fight to take advantage of the atmosphere, the media attention, the fans' attention? Because some of the champions have said that the fight's won even before the fighters step in the ring.
Well, you got to know what worked for you. You got to know what worked for you is, you know, if zipping your mouth. It's good for some people and talking good for some people. Because people got different things to how things affect them. With me, I knew if I was just quiet and didn't say nothing, I could do better than telling everybody I'm going to do this than trying to do it. Now, you know, zip it up.
The fight is billed as speed versus power, but how important is it once you're in the ring to be able to adapt your game plan to what's in front of you?
Well, you're right, because it's about adjustment. Like, I was a good inside fighter. I was a good inside fighter, so I fought outside to make people come inside where I can get them. So the whole big thing is that, you know, a lot of times people, even when Mike Tyson fought, when Mike knocked people out because they were trying to get away, if they would stay too close, he wouldn't be able to get the shot. So you got to understand when is the right time to hit that. You know, so they think his arm's so short and he keeps his hand so close. And so they get four out and they get hit with that big shot like that.
Now turning our attentions briefly to the heavyweight scene. Britain's got two world champions right now. Tyson Fury is in a rematch versus Vladimir Klitschko. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, you know what? You know, it's an interesting fight. The reason why it would make it interesting, Tyson Fury believe what he say. Because he believed what he said, that may be something that ignited him to do even better. He was a better fighter that night. He was able to do it. It wasn't a sensational fight, but couldn't nobody do it? He did it. And so, you know, you had to give people credit for what they do.
And, of course, Anthony Joshua has just won the IBF version of the belt.
Well, you know what? I always knew that he was a good fighter. He's very balanced. He's a boxer and a puncher, and I'm saying, you know, and you know, some quick reflex. So you know, what can you say when you got a well-rounded guy with a good attitude? And you know, he's just a good guy.
Deontay Wilder's also got a version of the belt as well. So right now, Evander, exciting times in the heavyweight scene.
Well, yeah, it's about time. Because, you know, people kind of getting fed up. Now, boxing don't look like America no more because everybody got a piece of that thing. And so, you know, I'm telling you, I think it's good for the game of boxing.
Finally, Evander, when you were champion, you rose in weight divisions, you won the cruiserweight belt, the heavyweight belt. You fought the best, you beat the best. How important is it for the sport of boxing on the heavyweight scene that the best continue to fight the best?
Well, I think the federation got to come together where they got to demand that, you know, at least, you know, every 2 years, it's at least needs to go for it. Then if it's split up, then you know, every so often, they got to come to the undisputed. Who the very best is the big guys.